From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading Rush to Destiny by Larry J. Martin. Now let's begin with Rush to Destiny. Prologue. Summer, 1828. The nation's capital bustled with activity. A tall, whipcord lean man with a shock of gray hair flaring from under his black high hat dodged a gig pulled by a red roan horse. He waited for a beer wagon, clattering and bouncing behind a team of matched grays, then strode across Pennsylvania Avenue near the White House. His gold-handled cane tapped the brick street in a jaunty manner as he enjoyed the warmth and pleasant breeze of the summer's day. Then he stiffened and rose to his full height, his prominent chin thrusting forward in a determined set, when he noticed two boys in a rough-and-tumble scrap in the gutter. In four quick steps, he was within reach, and rapped the nearest boy a stiff one across the shoulders. Both boys, scuffed and puffing, stopped, their fists balled at their sides, to glare at the intruder.
Here, you boys save that energy for the schoolroom, where it'll bring you more than a useless black eye.
The boys glared at each other for a moment more, each thinking a black eye on his opponent would not be so useless. Then the taller of the two, who had received the stout rap of the cane, broke and ran down the street.
"What caused such a ruckus, young man?"
the gentleman asked reproachfully, then crouched to kneel eye to eye with the smaller boy, who couldn't have been over 6 years old.
"He called Andy by God Jackson a name, sir."
The gray-haired man bristled. Then his